Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Yolanda Wagner?
This is Yolanda.
Hi, this is Alicia calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I was calling to complete your request.
Okay, well, the police put the car in the gas station parking lot, and he said it would be safe there tonight. So can someone come out tomorrow and take the... my dad said someone's going to come now. Would it be long for him to come now?
I'm not sure. It just depends on the availability of a provider in your area.
Well, in the morning, can they come out in the morning? Or what do I need to do? Something different?
Yeah, if you want, I can just set it up for you.
Okay.
And if you want to just meet him back in the morning or try to wait tonight.
Somebody else calling me too. Should I answer the other line? Because I think it's one of your people as well.
Yeah, you can. You can tell her I'm...
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Neither one of them. Like I said, Daddy. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. It's no trouble. And
okay.
Do you have your policy number?
I left it in my car. I put the insurance back in my car.
Oh, okay.
You need it because you want me to turn around and go back to my car and get it?
Yes.
Now, did somebody call it? Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Did somebody call it from the 708 number?
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am. Yes, that was the police officer. I'm going to go back. You say go back to the vehicle and get you the policy number because I can just go back and get it. I'm not that far from the vehicle.
Yes, and is the number on your, is this number listed on your policy or associated with it?
Yes, ma'am. It's 769-244-1149. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I was just trying to search by other ways, but it wasn't coming up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Is your pull up? It's pulling up, ma'am.
Well, no. So that's why I was asking if you had the policy number.
Okay, I'm gonna go back and get it. But it's still pulled up. That's my number. That's the only number I have.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text messages with the status of your request?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Okay. And you can just let me know when you get to your vehicle.
And to my dad. So when Roadside come out with my policy information, I don't have to pay them, right? Or how do that work? Do I have to pay them still?
No, you shouldn't. If your policy, if the system, you know, finds it, and it's just it's based on your coverage amount. But I'm not sure what that is yet.
Okay, I'm almost back to the car. I didn't know because I had left because it's so cold up here. And I was standing outside. And I had just put it back in my car. Oh, Lord have mercy. And I don't have anything else. We're going to turn into it now. It's right over there. Oh. Yes, ma'am. I'm almost to it. Because I don't like to take it out of the vehicle because then I will forget to put it back in the vehicle, and then I need it.
All right. Okay.
And
I'm sorry.
Now,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I don't know it by heart. That's all. But I'm we finna turn into the gas station parking lot in a second now. We're looking at it. We just gotta come through the light.
Okay, and what's the name of that gas station?
Marathon. It's a marathon. Marathon.
Okay.
And it's like Salt Trail and who? But it's a side street. That's supposed to be the hillside or something. She don't know that. It's at Salt Trail and Thomas Drive. The marathon is at Thomas Drive and Salt Trail.
Okay.
And he said he was going to be there. He said the car was going to be safe there, but he was going to be on watch. I don't know why I didn't go out. I must have a door open. It's on. My policy number is. It's gonna be PA35. I'm gonna pull this up. I can't even see it. Give me 1 minute, ma'am. I'm gonna screenshot it and pull it up. That's a good thing. Screenshot it and keep it on my phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just in case. Yeah, because people get locked out, and if they don't have an email or access online.
Yeah. It's PA, and that ain't a clear picture of it, but it's PA3. That's not a clear picture of it. Wait a minute. It's weird. And I keep it in my phone, and that way I have it, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be PA353-8297. I took a picture of it so I can take it now.
Okay, and so just to verify, you said P is in Papa, A is in Alpha, 3538297.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me a minute to search. Okay, and Ms. Wagner, have you used roadside assistance before?
Never.
Okay. Okay, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I continue to search?
Okay. That's all right, information I'm because I have the car.
Right. And that's, what is this? Do you know if it's a different number for the roadside plan as opposed to the regular policy?
No. Okay. No, ma'am, I don't know. It's not pulling up?
No, not for the roadside plan.
I'm
I'm still just trying different ways to pull it up.
don't know.
Yeah, it's still not. Showing a roadside plan.
Me.
Excuse me. But it does give you the option to pay out of pocket and submit a reimbursement. Well, do you have the effective date of your policy?
It should have been no, ma'am. I don't have that answer. It should have been September. I think that is reinstated in September.
Okay.
I don't know. October. No, I ain't going back no more, Daddy, because she's saying I'm going to have to call the insurance company in the morning because I'm not going to have them to come out in the morning anyway. So if you tell me a time, I'm going to call the insurance in the morning and ask them, you know, exactly what's going on with the policy.
Okay.
How much is it for them to come out, you know, and I have to submit it back? How much would I have to pay out of pocket if they come out?
Just see if the tires change. It just depends on the provider, but sometimes it can be around $75, maybe more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to wait, if an agent can verify your coverage, you can call back with him or her on the line. So you can get an override in the system.
Call the 800 number back in the morning. Call the 800 number back in the morning.
Yes, or the number I called you from.
Yes, ma'am.
And you could tell them you already have a request in, and it'll pull up. It should pull up with your phone number. If you
call.
Okay.
And about what time can a person come out?
Sometimes it's harder overnight, but usually by 7 or 8 in the morning, most drivers are in and starting their work day.
Okay, I'm gonna aim for 8:30 or 9. That way, that'll give me time to call the insurance company to verify. And I'll just the insurance company. I'm pretty sure they don't open up to like 8. I'm sure.
Yeah, more than likely.
Ma'am.
I said more than likely.
Okay, so when I get them first thing in the morning, then I'll just call.
Okay, and Ms. Wagner, is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I thank you for contacting Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I hope you have a better night.
Okay.